Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most important topics in your OCR specification, parallel circuits. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this episode is going to give you everything you need to walk into that exam with confidence. So grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get started. Section 1. Introduction. Why does this topic matter? Parallel circuits are everywhere in your daily life. Every single socket in your home, every light fitting, every appliance, they're all wired in parallel. When you switch off a lamp, the rest of the house doesn't go dark. That's parallel circuits doing their job. OCR examiners love this topic because it tests whether you truly understand how electricity behaves, not just whether you can memorize a formula. The topic sits in section 3.6 of your specification, and it links beautifully to Ohm's law, series circuits, and even the national grid. Expect to see it in both structured questions and extended response questions. Let's build your understanding from the ground up. Section 2, core concepts. Let's start with the absolute fundamentals. A parallel circuit is one where the components are connected across multiple branches, so the current has more than one path to flow through. Think of it like a river that splits into two streams around an island and then joins back together on the other side. Each stream carries some of the water, but both streams start and end at the same points. Now, there are two golden rules you absolutely must know for parallel circuits. Write these down. Rule number one, voltage. The potential difference across each branch in a parallel circuit is equal to the potential difference of the source. So if your battery is 12 volts, every single branch has 12 volts across it. Every one, not 6 volts each, not split in any way, 12 volts each. This is because each branch connects directly between the positive and negative terminals of the supply. Examiners award one mark specifically for stating this. The exact wording that earns you the mark is, the potential difference across each branch is equal to the source potential difference. Rule number two, current. The total current drawn from the source equals the sum of the currents in all the individual branches. In equation form, I total equals I1 plus I2, and so on for however many branches there are. This comes directly from Kirchhoff's first law, which is the conservation of charge. Charge cannot be created or destroyed at a junction. Whatever flows in must flow out. So if branch 1 carries 2 amps and branch 2 carries 3 amps, the total current from the battery is 5 amps. Examiners award one mark for correctly summing the branch currents. Now, here's something really important that catches a lot of candidates out. The current in each branch depends on the resistance of that branch. A branch with a lower resistance will carry more current. A branch with a higher resistance will carry less current. This is just Ohm's law in action, current equals voltage divided by resistance. Since the voltage across every branch is the same, remember rule one, the branch with the smaller resistance gets the bigger current. Think of it like two water slides side by side. The steeper, smoother slide, which represents lower resistance, carries more people per minute than the slower, bumpier one. Now, let's talk about total resistance, and this is where foundation and higher tier split. For foundation tier candidates, you need to understand qualitatively that adding more resistors in parallel decreases the total resistance of the circuit. This might seem counterintuitive. Surely adding more resistance should increase the total resistance. But think about it this way. Adding a new branch gives the current an extra path to flow through. More paths means the overall circuit is easier for current to flow through, which means lower resistance. Examiners credit responses that explain this clearly. For higher tier candidates, you need to be able to calculate the total resistance using the reciprocal formula. This formula is 1 over R total equals 1 over R1 plus 1 over R2. Let me say that again slowly. 1 over R total equals 1 over R1 plus 1 over R2. The critical thing, and this is where so many marks are lost, is that you must invert your answer at the end. You calculate 1 over R total first, and then you flip it to find R total. I'll walk through a full calculation in the worked example section, but for now, burn this into your memory. Reciprocal formula, then invert at the end. Here's a really useful trick for multiple choice questions. The total resistance in a parallel circuit is always less than the smallest individual resistor. Always. So if you have resistors of 4 ohms and 12 ohms in parallel, your total resistance must be less than 4 ohms. If any answer option is 4 ohms or more, cross it out immediately. Let me give you an analogy for the reciprocal formula that might help it stick. Imagine you're trying to fill a bath. You have one tap that fills it in 6 minutes and another tap that fills it in 12 minutes. If you open both taps together, the bath fills faster than either tap alone, and certainly faster than the slower tap. The combined fill rate is the sum of the individual fill rates. Resistance works the same way in parallel. The combined conductance, which is 1 over resistance, adds up, and then you convert back to resistance at the end. Now let's talk about a real-world application that OCR examiners absolutely love: household wiring. Why are the lights and sockets in your house wired in parallel rather than in series? There are two key reasons, and you need both for full marks. First, independent switching. In a parallel circuit, each branch can be switched on and off independently without affecting the other branches. In a series circuit, if one component fails or is switched off, the whole circuit breaks. Second, full voltage. Because the potential difference across each branch equals the source voltage, every appliance receives the full mains voltage of 230 volts. This means every lamp shines at full brightness and every appliance operates at its designed voltage. If they were in series, the voltage would be shared out and nothing would work properly. Section 3, exam tips and common mistakes. Right. Let's talk about the mistakes that cost students marks every single year. I see these in mark schemes, and I want you to avoid every single one. Mistake number 1, applying series circuit rules to a parallel circuit. The most common version of this is adding resistances directly. R total equals R1 plus R2. That formula is for series circuits only. In parallel, you must use the reciprocal method. If you see resistors in parallel and you're asked for total resistance, write down 1 over R total equals 1 over R1 plus 1 over R2 before you do anything else. Writing the formula earns you a method mark, even if your arithmetic goes wrong. Mistake number 2. Assuming current is the same in all branches. It is not. The current in each branch depends on the resistance of that branch. Only the voltage is the same across all branches. Mistake number 3. Forgetting to invert. This is the single most common error in higher-tier parallel circuit calculations. You calculate 1 over R total correctly, and then you write that value as your final answer. Wrong. You must divide 1 by that value to find R total. For example, if 1 over R total equals 1/2, then R total equals 2 ohms, not 0.5 ohms. Mistake number 4, saying that voltage splits across parallel branches. Voltage does not split in parallel. Voltage splits in series. In parallel, every branch gets the full source voltage. If you write the voltage splits equally across the branches, you will not receive the mark. Now, a word about command words, because OCR is very specific about what each one requires. If the question says state or give, you need a brief factual answer. One or two words or a short phrase. No explanation needed. If the question says describe, you need to say what happens or what something looks like. Use correct technical terminology. For example, the current splits at the junction and recombines after the branches. If the question says explain, you must say how or why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, the total resistance decreases because adding a parallel branch provides an additional path for current to flow, reducing the overall opposition to current. If the question says calculate, show every step of your working. Write the formula, substitute the values, calculate the answer, and include units. Even if you get the wrong final answer, you can still earn method marks for correct working. Section 4, Quickfire Recall Quiz. Right, it's time to test yourself. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Pause the podcast after each one and say your answer out loud before I give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the potential difference across each branch of a parallel circuit compared to the source? Pause now. The answer is, the potential difference across each branch equals the source potential difference. Every branch gets the full voltage. Question 2. Two resistors of 8 ohms and 8 ohms are connected in parallel. Is the total resistance more than equal to or less than 8 ohms? Pause now. The answer is less than 8 ohms. Total resistance in parallel is always less than the smallest individual resistor. In this case, it's exactly 4 ohms. Question 3. In a parallel circuit, branch 1 carries 1.5 amps and branch 2 carries 2.5 amps. What is the total current from the source? Pause now. The answer is 4 amps. I total equals I1 plus I2 equals 1.5 plus 2.5 equals 4 amps. Question 4. What formula do higher tier candidates use to calculate total resistance in a parallel circuit? Pause now. The answer is 1 over R total equals 1 over R1 plus 1 over R2. And remember to invert at the end. Question 5. Give two reasons why household appliances are wired in parallel. Pause now. The answer is 1. Independent switching. Each appliance can be turned on and off without affecting others. 2. Full voltage. Each appliance receives the full mains voltage and operates correctly. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and reread those sections. Section 5, summary and sign off. Let's wrap up with the key points to carry into your exam. Number 1. In a parallel circuit, the potential difference across every branch equals the source potential difference. Voltage does not split. Number 2. The total current equals the sum of the branch currents. This is conservation of charge. Number 3. Branch currents depend on branch resistance. Lower resistance means higher current in that branch. Number 4. Adding resistors in parallel always decreases total resistance because it provides more paths for current. Number 5. For higher tier, use the reciprocal formula. 1 over R total equals 1 over R1 plus 1 over R2, and always invert at the end to find R total. Number 6. Total resistance in parallel is always less than the smallest individual resistor. Use this to check your answer and eliminate wrong options in multiple choice. Number 7. Household circuits are parallel for independent switching and full voltage across all appliances. That's everything you need for parallel circuits in your OCR GCSE physics exam. You've got this. Keep practicing those calculations, use the worked examples in your study guide, and remember, write the formula first, substitute carefully, and always invert at the end. Good luck in your exams. I'll see you in the next episode.